Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Listen, y'all, I continue to get a ton of text and feedback about the Act 10 decision and about collective bargaining, both in general and specifically within the context of public sector unions. I'm going to revisit this topic at the top of the hour because y'all are really into it. So stay tuned. We are going to come back to that. I'm going to take up some of your texts and calls at the top of the hour. If you remain interested in that, please stay tuned. Right now, we've got Dr. Ben Weston, medical policy advisor for Milwaukee County. Milwaukee County has adopted what Dr. Ben has described as the no wrong door approach. So even if you're outside of the county, if you need to know, like, hey, where do I get directed? Hey, what is my county counterpart there? Folks at Milwaukee County will help you. You can reach out to our Department of Health and Human Services. I come to you from WAUK, just outside of Milwaukee County. That is 5:40 a.m., blanketing southeastern Wisconsin, but you can always find me on the Civic Media app, where you can also find your local Civic Media talk radio station, so you can listen live on the radio wherever you are or wherever you're driving. But of course, since we're talking public health, please buckle up and don't drive super fast. It gets a little dangerous. Thanks, Ben, for making more time for us. I wanted to have you drop again that crisis line for Milwaukee County. What was that number again? If people, again, you've got a substance abuse issue, you might be, or someone you love, considering suicide, you want to turn in a gun, any of these things, we can help get you going in the right direction. What's that number again, Ben?
257-7222.
So that's 414-257. And what was the last part again?
7222.
Awesome. We're going to put that in the show notes today as well. And I think, Ben, we'd be remiss if we did not give a plug to the nationwide suicide hotline, 988. This should become as familiar to all of us as 911 is. If you or someone you know or love is struggling with suicide, if someone has reached out to you and you want to know how to talk to them, 988, that's all you need to dial. There are folks that will answer that in the basically in your locality, so they are familiar with the area. They can direct you to other support services. They have many, many different language speakers, so if you need a particular language, they've got that hooked up. You can, again, 414-257-7222. You can text the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 988 or text HOPELINE to the National Crisis Text Line. That's 741-741. I wanted to talk a little bit about gun deaths in Wisconsin. The Journal Sentinel, a journalist by the name of John Dietrich, has been doing a series of articles. And one of the takeaways from John's work is that suicide, firearm-related suicide, it is the vast majority of gun-related deaths in the state. I think it's somewhere close to like, or it's like 3/4 of suicides use firearms. It's a big, big problem. Ben, what can you tell us about it? What are the trends in Milwaukee County looking like? What should people be aware of?
Yeah, so I think what you just pointed out is a really important point that a lot of folks don't realize or don't think about, is that when we think of gun violence, a big part of that, and as you mentioned, the majority of that is suicide-related gun violence. And so when we think of how to address gun violence, of course we have to go after homicide-related gun violence, but equally so, because of the number of folks affected, we have to go after suicide-associated gun violence as well. And so there's a number of different ways the county's doing that. I hate to keep harping on upstream and downstream, but it's really the paradigm that we follow. And so when you think upstream, it's the same in a lot of ways, whether we're talking about substance use or suicide or so many other things in Milwaukee County. I think it starts with housing. Housing is health. If somebody is unhoused or not stably housed, it's hard to get everything else in their life in order. And that's why Milwaukee County's Housing First initiative has been so successful. You're very familiar with that as well. And it's the idea that housing has to come first. It's hard to tell somebody, well, sure, we'll give you housing, but you have to have a stable income and you have to have no mental health issues and you have to have a good job. And it's like, well, how do you do all that stuff if you don't have housing? And so it turns out that if you give somebody housing, a lot of those things tend to fall into place. And that's part of the reason why Milwaukee County has been leading the nation in some of the lowest unsheltered populations of any county in the country per capita. And so it starts with housing, but it also starts with mental health services. Milwaukee County, County Executive Crowley has really overhauled the entire mental health infrastructure in Milwaukee County, not just moving emergency services to kind of the heart of the community, but expanding access clinics where you can walk in. You can literally walk in and same day be assessed, see a social worker, see a psychiatrist. I mean, that's unheard of. People wait on lists for 8 months to see a psychiatrist. And in Milwaukee County, you can walk in and see somebody and get an assessment the same day. And so there's access clinics kind of sprinkled throughout the county. That's another good reason to call that phone number and get connected up with one of those, or you can just search online for it. And so that's upstream. But when we go downstream, we'll come back to the vending machines for just one example, is gun locks. Gun locks are a really great way to prevent that often sporadic sort of decision of suicide by firearm. So there's a lot going on in the county, and we're happy to see that deaths are going down.
Folks, that's Dr. Ben Weston, health policy advisor from Milwaukee County. If you want to know where you can get a gun lock in your county, if they're available for free, other interventions, go ahead and Google whatever your county name is, Department of Health and Human Services. You can always reach out to Milwaukee County. Again, that number is 414-257-7222. Thanks so much, Dr. Ben. It's always a real pleasure to have you. We'll be back after the top of the hour. And just a note, on Thursday, I'm going to be joined by Journal Sentinel reporter John Dietrich. They're having the next article in his series come out on Thursday. Don't miss that interview. We're going to come back, talk more about Act 10 and how the heck does MAGA measure success in the Trump 2.0 administration. All that and more coming up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.